Welcome to the Automated Daily AI News Edition, the podcast created by Generative AI. Today is May 15th, 2024, and we have a fascinating lineup of AI and technology news for you. Links to all stories can be found in the episode notes. First up, the GitHub project Web Llama by McGill NLP introduces Llama 3 agents designed to browse the web by following instructions and engaging in dialogue. The Llama 3 8B web model outperforms GPT-4V by 18% on the WebLinks benchmark. The project includes training scripts, optimized configs, and datasets, and aims to integrate Llama models with deployment platforms like Playwright and BrowserGym. Contributions are welcomed through GitHub. Next, Eraser AI is a tool for developers to create diagrams using natural language prompts or code. It offers features like GitHub Sync, a VS Code extension, and real-time collaboration. Eraser AI does not use user data for training and is SOC 2 Type 2 audited. It provides a markdown editor for technical design docs and can be accessed via API. The tool has shown significant productivity increases in customer case studies. In academic advancements, the paper SGTR Plus End-to-End Scene Graph Generation with Transformer proposes a novel method for scene graph generation using a transformer-based framework. This method addresses high time complexity and suboptimal designs, achieving optimal performance on three benchmarks. The code is available, and the paper has been accepted by TPAMI. AI-generated spam is increasingly filling social media platforms like Facebook, LinkedIn, and Threads. These posts often feature emotionally exploitative content and are engaging in scams and spam. Facebook's algorithm is boosting these AI posts, leading to high engagement. Facebook plans to start labeling AI-generated content soon, following TikTok's lead. IBM has released a series of Granite code models to the open-source community. These models, trained on the CodeNet dataset, assist developers in tasks like code generation, bug fixing, and explanation. Available on platforms like Hugging Face and GitHub, these models follow IBM's AI ethics principles and aim to promote open innovation. Apple is finalizing a deal with OpenAI to bring ChatGPT technology to the iPhone as part of iOS 18's AI-focused features. This agreement will allow Apple to offer a popular chatbot powered by ChatGPT. The specifics are still unclear, but Apple is expected to announce iOS 18 and its new AI features at WWDC on June 10th. OpenAI has developed a tool to detect images created by its DALL-E 3 text-to-image generator. The tool accurately detects 98% of DALL-E 3 generated images and is being tested for effectiveness. OpenAI is also joining the steering committee of C2PA to certify digital content authenticity. Pipecat is an open-source framework for creating voice and multimodal conversational agents. It offers features like telephone number integration, image output, and support for different language models. Developers can build various applications like chatbots and translation bots using Pipecat. Microsoft is introducing new features to its Copilot AI in Microsoft 365 to help users generate better prompts for AI. Features like autocomplete and elaborate your prompt will enhance productivity and efficiency. Microsoft's focus on AI investments is evident as revenue from AI services contributed significantly to recent growth. The GitHub repository, Time Evidence Fusion Network, contains the official implementation of a deep learning model for long-term time series forecasting. TFN integrates information fusion and evidence theory to provide accurate predictions and is efficient for resource-constrained environments. OpenAI has introduced GPT-4o, offering GPT-4-level intelligence with enhanced capabilities in text, voice, and vision. GPT-4o supports over 50 languages and is being rolled out to ChatGPT Plus and Team users. Free users will have message limits with GPT-4o, after which the system will switch to GPT-3.5. Google is introducing AI overviews to provide users with AI-generated summaries at the top of search results. This initiative aims to enhance the search experience by giving users a general sense of the answer to their query. Google's Gemini AI model is being used to summarize web content and provide accurate answers. AI is making interviews more challenging by requiring candidates to solve complex problems in a shorter amount of time. Companies like Fang and Uber are using tools like UltraCode to help individuals pass interviews. The solution proposed is to conduct interviews in person to prevent cheating. MR Segmentator is a tool designed to detect and segment 40 classes in MRI scans of the abdominal, pelvic, and thorax regions. It offers a Python API for inference and provides details on how to cite the work. The tool aims to accurately segment a wide range of organs and structures in MRI scans. Tesla has recently lost a top AI engineer, Peril Jain, who was in charge of the planning, imitation learning, and reinforcement learning team. Jain has left Tesla to co-found a startup called The Bot Company. This departure is part of a broader talent exodus happening at Tesla. Mattersim is a deep learning model developed for efficient atomistic simulations and accurate prediction of material properties. It demonstrates significant improvements in precision and allows for continuous learning and customization by integrating domain-specific data. AI technology is facing a significant challenge known as hallucination, where systems inaccurately interpret information. This issue was highlighted during Google's recent AI keynote at I/O. Critics argue that accuracy should not be sacrificed for technological advancement. Intern LMX Composer 2 is a vision language model designed for free-form text-image composition and comprehension. It outperforms existing multimodal models and matches or surpasses GPT-4V and Gemini Pro in certain assessments. The model series is publicly available on GitHub. That's all for today's episode of the Automated Daily, AI News Edition. We hope you found these stories as intriguing as we did. Don't forget to check the episode notes for links to all the stories covered today. Join us tomorrow for more updates on the ever-evolving world of AI and technology. Stay curious and stay informed.